True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I think that was one of the sweetest calls we ever got. That young person touched my heart. Wow. That's why I got into this business in the first place. Well, no. First it was to change the world and
be famous.
Then I realized neither of those were going to happen, so.
It wasn't to make a living?
Not in the beginning.
Not in this industry.
Tell me about it.
What is going on over at Saturday Night Live with our very own Heidi Gardner?
I called it. I hate to say that I called it, but immediately when the news broke that she was leaving, it was at the exact time that we were getting word that they were blowing up most of the cast. And I said I would be interested to know if she actually left on her own terms or if she was invited to leave.
So Heidi Gardner, who is from here and is now part of the Big Slick with the guys.
I love her. She's awesome. Hilarious.
Her contract was not renewed.
Big Dumb Cup was one of the best skits I've seen in a long time.
For Saturday Night Live, season 51, an insider telling the New York Post it is time for a new cast.
Cost savings.
She's brilliant.
She's fantastic.
It was interesting to me initially that she didn't come out. Because typically if you leave on your own, you'll either come out and say, that was the worst place I've ever worked. Or if you're in the entertainment industry and you'd like to not burn a bridge, you put out some release about, I am so thankful for the opportunities that were granted to me by SNL, Lorne Michaels. Thank you so much for taking me under your, all that different stuff. When that didn't happen, I was like, something's going on here.
Interesting.
I think there's a lot of inside baseball basically going on. This is probably a cost saving measure. They're going in and overhauling it all. And Heidi Gardner is one of the premier folks on the show.
Yeah, but I had always...
And she can actually demand more money. I mean, she's everywhere. The commercials,
she's on commercials, yep.
Yada, yada, yada.
But I had always heard, like, Saturday Night Live is not where you make your living, right? If you're... What's-his-face who's been on there for 1,000 years?
Keenan.
Why am I drawing a blank?
Thompson.
Yeah.
Keenan Thompson. Yeah, thank you. So he's been there for 20-something years, longest cast member in the history of SNL. It was always my understanding, and maybe I'm wrong, that they make about $100,000 a year off of SNL. So SNL basically pays your rent, right? And then you've got to go out and get movies, stand-up comedy gigs, whatever, commercials.
It launches you into... the entertainment field.
Clearly, Eddie Murphy, Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd. I mean, give me a break. I mean, Chris Farley, Dana Carvey.
Murderer's Row of comic talent.
I mean, it literally is a stepping stone to a much larger and better career. And you can still be on the cast of SNL and, you know, be like Heidi Gardner and have outside projects, stand-up comedy, commercials. She does a lot of commercials. And make a really, really good living doing stuff outside of the show. But it was always my understanding that nobody ever made more than $100,000 a year, no matter who you were.
So then how's it a cost savings measure there, Dan?
Well, internally, and then maybe maybe they weren't just paying people $100,000.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
You know, I think this is a lot of internal stuff, and they're just going, okay, snip, snip, we're cutting everybody out. And here we go.
So I haven't heard this news yet. How much of the cast got blown up?
Quite a few. Michael Longfellow, Emil Joachim, I think I'm pronouncing that right, Devin Walker.
There was another, it might have been Devin, I can't remember. There was another cast member who was blown out and specifically said he is so happy that he is no longer having to work in that toxic environment anymore, which is toxic. Not something I had heard previously about SNL, but it wouldn't surprise me from what we hear about other entertainment shows that while it's all fun and games when that camera is on, when that red light turns off, it tends to turn dark.
I think it's more of a grind than anything. You hear the schedule they keep and all that. It sounds tough.
Probably
and not
is.
Everybody gets to be the primary players. They've got to pitch their stuff, and you know sometimes they'll have the cast members and then the joined by cast members who were able to pitch some of their stuff. And there's people that don't get their
the ones in the opening that get the featuring.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's a dog eat dog world.
Is it dog eat dog or doggy dog?
Doggy
both.
Dog.
It's doggy dog.
It's both.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's both.
Yeah.
Depends.
You know, I would hate, and I think the way that we've run this show over the last 20 years, that no one would ever leave the show or when the show ends and we're all thrown out on the sidewalk, I pray to God nobody ever says this was a toxic environment.
I'm doing that when I get out of here today. Like, oh, my gosh.
I'm already writing the book.
The tell-all book.
It's so easy. Contemporaneous notes.
Behind Sam. The microphone by Sam Stevie.
No,
skibbity
no.
Thoughts.
I got a better title. Off mic. Off mic.
Can't even like the title that I created
for my
book.
I know, he's dictating what the title's going to be.
He even critiqued me on the title of my proposed book. He's a dictator.
Red light behavior. My Me Too story
not
about Scott Parks.
Not willing to budge on anything.
Everything that I say off the air, are you writing it down in there?
Maybe.
Why just off the air?
Okay, so nobody won the Powerball last night.
Awkward transition, party of one.
You guys all bought tickets though, right?
I did not. I don't ever buy tickets.
I know you don't.
I caved. I went and spent $10 and, I donated to the cause.
You donated $10 to the Powerball?
You betcha.
So it is now at $1.7 billion.
10 of those are mine.
When's the next drawing? Saturday?
Saturday night, yeah.
Saturday night, okay.
Do they still do the thing on late night TV where at 10 o'clock at night they mm-hmm. show the Powerball drawing?
I think it's 10:30. It's right local. After the news or something?
Yeah. It used to be before, you know, Johnny Carson came on or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to manifest
you mean
it.
Carson.
Carson, sorry.
He even corrects his guests.
That's going to be in your head right. for days.
Do what?
That's going to live rent-free in your head for days.
You have no doubt.
You're basically Ellen DeGeneres over there.
Okay. That is not acceptable, Dan. That is not acceptable. By the way, if you take the lump sum, you get on a $1.7 billion prize, you get $770 million.
Before taxes.
That is correct.
And what, $350 million after?
So if you do take the lump sum.
Which you don't want to do.
Yes, why not?
Talk to the finance guy.
You want to pay a tax bill on $700 million in 1 year?
Depends on how old you are.
The reason Shohei Ohtani spread his income out and deferred half of it and all that from his salary.
Yeah, but I'm not going to take it over 30 years. I'd have to live to be 84.
Okay.
All right.
If you're young, it's recommended you get the 30-year payout, but if you're, you know, up here in the,
I mean, yeah, no,
in
you're
the
right
gray
about that.
Era, take the money and run.
So listen to this. If the winner takes the $770 million lump sum payout, you automatically pay the IRS $185 million. Okay? That leaves you with $585 million. But the total lump sum is also subject to a federal marginal tax rate of up to 37%. That means another $100 million in addition to the $184 million that they already took out. A total of $285 million in federal taxes. So if you won $1.7 billion, you walk away with $485 million.
See, I mean, what's the point? You guys, just don't even play.
You guys are worried about Epstein and that conspiracy. This is the real conspiracy right here.
That is unbelievable.
I agree.
This is an actual conspiracy.
And it was supposed to help schools. Allegedly.
Who are the five states that don't have the Powerball?
Boring states.
California doesn't.
California
sure.
does not.
No, sorry, Nevada doesn't.
That makes sense.
I remember because I was on a training debt to Las Vegas one time, and we had to drive into Arizona to buy Powerball tickets.
Alabama, Alaska, Hawaii, Nevada, Utah.
Well, Nevada doesn't have it because they've got their own gambling.
Right, so yeah. They don't need it. They don't need the competition.
Right.
Yeah, who cares about funding schools in Nevada?
Hey, text line with a good comment. Don't forget state taxes also. So if you're going to win the lottery, live in Florida when you do it. Or Washington State.
Mm.
And then move immediately.
A full year to claim your prize. I wonder how that would work. So if I were to buy a ticket for Saturday, mm-hmm. and I have one full year to claim my prize, I don't have to pay taxes until I claim it, correct?
Yeah, it's not
if
earned income until you get it.
6 months of sleeping in Florida, no state income tax, right?
Mm.
So I buy the ticket on Saturday. I find out on Monday I'm the big winner. Woohoo! All I have to do is move to Florida and live there for 6 months to avoid state income tax.
If you don't think the IRS is going to put a spotlight on you when you do that and examine your lifestyle for the last 6 months, you are sadly mistaken, my friend.
It's a loophole. It's in the law, isn't it?
He slept in Florida for 6 months. He's good. Now they're going to see what was your intention? What was your job?
After taxes.
What did you do with your life?
Taxes.
After taxes, no matter where you live or what, if you win a Powerball like this, if you win the jackpot like this, you're going to be walking away with more money than you know what to do with anyway.
I would
after
simply
taxes.
Tell the IRS that I want enough money to retire, so I move to one of the best cities for retirement, just so happened to be in Florida.
You don't have to wait 6 months. Just move there and make it your actual residence.
913-586-7798. Jesse Reed, Sam Stevie III, Dan Weinbaum. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're doing a mixtape of which Jesse Reed, Commander Jesse Reed, is joining us in studio today, is quite proficient. He's very good. maybe too good. And he just said, as we're coming back, I go 3 for 3 today.
I'm going 3 for 3. It's happening.
Okay.
Help me out, Casey.
Simmer down.
We'll see.
We will see. I came to play. I'm not confident after having seen Jesse's picks. I'm not confident in number one. But
okay.
But I am confident in category 2 and 3. And here are the categories. We'll do this at 4:45. If aliens came to Earth and vowed to destroy the planet unless someone played them the most epic love song of all time, what song would you play to save the planet? Number two.
Which the question is really just, what's the most epic love song of all time?
Yeah. Why are you getting in the way of a good story? If you had but one classic rock song to listen to while stranded on a deserted island, what would that classic rock song be? And because classic rock tends to change, we have narrowed classic rock to 1975 to 1995, which hurts my heart. And then the defining collegiate song.
All right.
Tuck those away right over there. We have a new passenger for Jerk Air.
Nice.
From the New York Post, a Big Apple-based artist who allegedly attacked a passenger on his... Oh, this is our same.
This is
an update on...
She's a frequent flyer.
Yeah, she's already gotten there. In a drunken rage, flashed a smile. She showed up for her latest court hearing, decked out in designer gear. Leanna Perry, who I believe is from here. Is that correct?
I thought that was the report that we got from the initial story, but New York Post story does not mention it at all.
No, I believe she's originally from here, but had moved to New York.
Okay.
And then was coming back to Kansas City to visit family. She's from Lee's Summit.
She lost her Midwest nice at some point.
Leanna Perry, 32, allegedly, donned $1,700 product combat boots and clutched a $1,000 Vivian Westwood handbag during her brief appearance at Queens County Criminal Court. A slurring Perry was allegedly caught on a viral video beating a passenger and calling her a fat-ass bee as they were boarding the plane at LaGuardia Airport back on June 16th. Prosecutors are still weighing whether Perry, who has pleaded not guilty, should be ordered to undertake anger management or substance abuse counseling in the wake of the saga. She's been ordered back to court next
month. That'll fix it.
If you were caught on video committing the crime that you're accused of doing, mm-hmm, and the entire country has seen that video, would it not be an easier choice for you to plead guilty? I mean, she's innocent until proven guilty.
Of course she is.
Of course.
It's like Shaggy said, it wouldn't be. She even got me on camera.
It wasn't me.
Yeah. I mean, we all saw it. We all laughed about it.
Well, unless you were the one whose hair was getting pulled.
What are you fighting? No. Watching the video, we laughed about it.
Yeah.
What are you fighting?
You're aiming for a plea deal. Probably would be my guess.
I guess that's fair.
Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna give you the goods until you offer me something.
Okay.
Right?
I hear you.
I think we need more deterrence on this because people have been acting dumb on airplanes for a while now, and we need to stop it.
Are you at liberty to talk about...
Oh, I've seen some dumb stuff on airplanes. Absolutely.
Have you ever had, you're a pilot. Mm-hmm. You fly commercially.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to say that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever had a passenger that had to be taken off a plane?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Like because of their behavior?
Yes. Not as bad as that. That's pretty bad. I haven't seen like an actual fisticuffs.
Who makes that decision? You, the
captain,
the pilot, or?
The captain has ultimate authority if somebody can be on their plane or not. And typically the company will back up the captain.
Now, it is my understanding, tell me if I'm wrong here, that, you know, there's always a flight attendant right when you get onto the plane.
Yeah.
And they always say, they're just standing there. They're not handing you a wet wipe or a glass of water or a bottle of water. They're just simply saying good morning or good afternoon. Welcome aboard. Hi, good to see you. Is it true or is it false that what they're really doing is gauging whether you are sober or drunk?
That's not their primary goal of what they're doing, but they're definitely paying attention.
And if I get on there and I go, good morning.
They're going to make a note of it. They're going to know that, you know, the passenger in 11B is definitely drunk.
And we're going to kick him off, or we're just not going to serve
him? I think that it's hard to, you know, see, that's, Now you're in this kind of territory where it's subjective, right? Because somebody could just naturally kind of be a slurry kind of person. So really, I think it's more they're gauging, is this person going to be a problem or not?
Okay.
Yeah. Did that satisfy your curiosity? That's got to be more to that story.
I was
going
to say, no, he wanted him to just only be there for whether or not people are drunk.
That's exactly what I wanted, but that's not what I got.
They will pull a "you are drunk" staff out, slap it into the ground, and say, "You shall not pass.
You will not pass. Your wife can, but you shall not."
Yeah, that'd be a great business model for an airline.
What, no drunks allowed?
Just, no, not that. That's, some airlines, that doesn't work out too well for, does it?
We'll get to this story about the elderly folks here in town who live in an apartment complex in Kansas City, and the elevators do not work. Maybe we'll get to that right after 5 o'clock.
It's more common than you think.
Is it?
Yep.
You think so?
I lived it. I mean, I wasn't elderly, but we'll talk about it after 5.
Okay, all right, fine. And this story, a new study finds that the average American second guesses nearly half of their daily decisions. Second guesses half of their daily decisions. Everything from what you buy to what you eat to what you wear.
Only half?
You know, I disagree with that.
Wait,
I take it back.
Stand by.
Hold on,
we're going to get to that. I see what you did there. We'll get to that in just a moment. Jesse Reed, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. All right, ladies and gents, it is time for our ADD word of the day, the anti-dum-dum word of the day. It is a word that you probably have never heard of, but can use in your normal lexicon with friends to impress them. Because we are becoming more and more convinced that America's discourse, language use, is starting to dwindle.
The irony of you struggling to find the word to talk about having the words...
Shut up, Sam.
All right. Jesse, you are new to this game. We pick one every single day.
It's not really a game.
No, I played this last time.
Oh, you did. That's right.
Yeah. See, I remember.
Dana takes more vacation days than you're aware of, Sam.
Oh, I'm aware. Yesterday's word was peccadillo.
Peccadillo.
Scott, do you remember what it means?
Absolutely not.
It is a minor fault.
That's right.
I would have guessed
a I have a lot of minor faults.
Spicy.
Today's
Mexican
word.
Sauce.
Has an English origin, by the way, dating back to the 19th century.
British.
Rose in popularity recently. Bowdlerize.
Excuse me?
Wait, let me try
Did
that
you
one
throw
more
up
time.
In your own mouth?
Bowdlerize.
What? You don't even know the word.
Well, yeah, I'm looking for words that are new to me, too.
Put it in the pronouncer and find out how to really pronounce it.
All right, here we go. That's not it.
That is a country song.
Thank you, Darius Rucker. Here we go.
Bowdlerize.
My apologies.
Okay.
Bowdlerize.
Can you use it in a sentence, sir?
It's a verb, right?
Every edition of his letters and diaries have been bowdlerized.
It is to plagiarize somebody's work.
No. It is a verb, by the way.
Well, that's what I just described.
You did. I was just letting you know.
Read the sentence again.
Every edition of his letters and diaries have been bowdlerized.
I think it's to commemorate something in some form of like formal publication, maybe.
I think it's to republish.
Ooh, you're kind of going down the right path on that one.
Who was?
Let's say Scott was. Let's say initially the article would offend some people, but it does not do that anymore because it was bowdlerized.
Oh, to sanitize someone's work.
To remove.
To clean it up.
The material that is considered improper or offensive, typically in text or a recounting of a previous story.
To censor.
Yeah.
It's basically to censor something.
With the result to make the message weaker or less effective.
Or less offensive.
It's like the dump button for a diary.
Yeah, like when you have a Top Gun pilot right. come on and he violates one of the biggest right. rules in the FCC.
Modularize.
And you're about to get a $250,000 fine
My
if
bad.
Your fingers don't start playing Galaga over on the dump button.
Now, it does have an interesting origin. Like I said, it was Old English. Originally came from the 19th century.
Sorry.
Bodler was Dr. Thomas Bodler. He lived from 1754 to 1825.
Did he ever move to the United States and live in Western Toronto?
He matriculated at Oxford.
He republished Shakespeare in 1818 with heavy modification to, quote, make it less offensive.
Is Shakespeare offensive?
According to Bodler.
I mean, there's a couple.
It's Dr. Bodler.
To you.
His family's going to be very upset by that disrespect.
Bodlerized.
So you've been Bodlerized.
There you go.
I took a Shakespeare class in college. There are some of the plays were, yeah.
Not if you read the 1818 version. They've been Bodlerized.
Mm-hmm. I did not read the Bodlerized version. Mm-hmm. The original.
That's a good one, Sam.
Thanks.
Yeah, I like it. Piccadilly.
Like
was that your original thought, or did you just Bodlerize that?
Right. So I Bodlerized Jesse earlier today yeah. because he almost got us a $250,000 fine.
That is true.
I was badly in need of some Bodlerizing.
All right.
Bodlerization.
Story here. You're standing in the grocery store spending 4 minutes staring at cereal options while anxiety builds. Does it sound familiar? New research reveals that the average American second guesses 41% of their daily decisions. And 1 in 8 people have become such extreme overthinkers, Sam, that they contemplate nearly every choice that they make. The average American will make 50 decisions every single day, totaling 1.5 million choices in your lifetime. Where does all this decision anxiety peak? It is at the grocery store.
Well, I don't have a single bit of anxiety at the
first
grocery store.
World problems.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So people in other countries are like, wish we had a grocery store.
Wish we had a store.
Wish we had a building.
I go into the grocery store with a list of 20 to 30 items in mind. I grab exactly those 20 to 30 items. If I don't have to, I won't even look at another item, and I leave.
Because you'll get anxious?
No, I just, that's just how I
shop. You're
on
a mission. Okay, yeah. That's
how now, everything else in my life, like I've been known to flip a coin pretty regularly when I can't decide whether or not I want to do something.
What?
Flip a coin.
Are you like that scene in Monty Python and the Holy Grail where they're crossing the bridge and they have to answer the question, like, what is the average speed of the African swallow? And then if you don't get the question right, they toss you off the bridge. And then the one guy goes over, he goes, what is your favorite color? And he goes, blue, no red. Ah! Am I dating myself with this movie reference?
No, I get it.
I stopped doing it recently, and life is better without that much confusion in what you're doing. Just make a decision.
Well,
and do it.
Shameless plug, I was at Hy-Vee before I came in today, and I went in just to get a handful of items for dinner tonight. We're having cod, by the way, with salad. Very healthy.
Mm.
And I was walking. I knew we were running low on coffee. So I'm down in the coffee cereal aisle. And I am walking down the cereal aisle. And my favorite cereal, one of my favorite, Crispix is my favorite. But my second favorite is Honey Bunches of Oats with almonds. And Hy-Vee, shameless plug, in Shawnee, had it on sale today for $2.99. And I stopped. And I'm like, that's a bargain. That is a bargain. Do I do it? And I remembered I had two boxes still at home, so I said no.
Now, I will say that...
But I wanted to, and then I second-guessed myself.
The only reason I'm able to shop the way I shop when I shop for groceries is because I go to a specific store that doesn't have a lot of variety. So if I want a jar of pickles, I walk up, I've got two choices. Do I want Spears or do I want, you know,
you want the zesty?
Right.
Yeah, of course.
When I used to go to other stores that are not as cheap as the store that I go to now, I would have some anxiety. I would be like comparing price per ounce because I wanted to get the best deal.
Oh my God.
It was bad. I saved a lot of money on groceries, but it used to take me like an hour to grocery shop and Well, on Monday, they closed at 6 and didn't tell us, and I got it done in 4 minutes.
I've had buyer's remorse before from the grocery store. Well, I get like the super name brand cereal, and then I kind of regret not getting the big the one that comes in the
bag.
The generic version that comes in a giant sack, like a sack of potatoes.
Gross.
It's all gross. What do you think? Captain Crunch has integrity?
What's your favorite cereal?
Sorry, Kellogg's.
What's your favorite cereal?
Ooh. I mean, it's like basically candy, though. I think it was the Reese's Peanut Butter Crunch that they used to be. I mean, I haven't eaten
five?
Yeah. When it comes to cereal, if you're eating cereal, you're five.
Reese's Puff.
S'mores.
Peanut butter chocolate flavor.
You want some Lucky Charms?
Cocoa Pebbles?
The best.
What are you eating, like Mucilex? Grape nuts?
I already told you. It's Crispix.
And Chex.
Yeah, no. But you can't eat Crispix on its own. You got to put a bunch of sugar on it.
No, you can't. I just put on milk.
Did you burn your taste buds off when you were a kid or something?
Well, no.
Did that happen?
You better watch yourself.
He has tapioca pudding on the side. So.
Okay.
Right. Got to have my tapioca pudding.
All right.
It's nice on his soft teeth.
We need some.
Jeez.
I can't stand
hostile
you anymore.
Work environment.
Wow. That was really good. That was really good.
You have to explain the soft teeth thing to me.
We need some judges, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to play mixtape here in just a moment. So get in. We need three judges and three alternates. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Mixtape, when we return, here on Dana and Parks.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let us play mixtape. And we do have a celebrity guest judge who's going to join us here in just a moment. AJ in Shawnee. AJ, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Are you ready to play? You ready to be a judge?
I'm ready.
Okay. Hold on, AJ. How old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay. So here is your category. If aliens came to Earth and vowed that they were going to destroy the planet unless someone played them the most epic love song of all time, what would you play? Okay, here we go. Here is song number one. That's a good one. That is a good one. That is Foreigners.
I think that's a good one.
Yep, that is a good one. Here is AJ song number two. Ooh, Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart. AJ, here is song number three.
Okay.
That is a classic from the Bodyguard soundtrack.
What
that
a
is
voice.
A number one hit, Whitney Houston with her remake of I Will Always Love You. So is it Foreigners, I Want to Know What Love Is, Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart, or Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You?
I'll have to go with number three.
Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
And Sam thanks you.
Thanks, AJ.
Let's go to our celebrity guest judge, the one and only John Grayson. Hello, my friend.
Yeah, hi, Scott. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I love your show.
Oh, thank you very much. That's fantastic. We're glad to have you, my friend.
Thank you. It's good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear yours, of course. And I know I speak for all of Kansas City. Here is your category if you choose to accept it. If you had but one classic rock song to listen to while stranded on a deserted island, what would that classic rock song be? Here is submission number one. All right, all right, all right. The song needs no introduction. That is Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, of course.
Sure.
Here is song number two. All right, we're getting short on time, so I'm going to keep this moving pretty quick.
Yep.
That is obviously Night Moves by Bob Seger, and here is song number three.
Oh, wow.
Okay, you've got Bohemian Rhapsody, Night Moves by Bob Seger, or Panama.
I'm going to try and take myself out of this a little bit because I detest Bob Seger, but I will say that's a solid song. However, I'm going to go outside my own box and say Panama by Van Halen. It's going to be
Panama. Is it? But yes. And John Grayson, it's great to hear your voice. We're short on time, and I thank you.
You got it, buddy. Take care.
All right. Thanks for picking my song. Really appreciate it.
Panama.
You
thought that was going to lose too, didn't you, Scott?
Yeah, I thought it was going to lose. I thought it would lose to Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, that's how I felt about I Will Always Love You, Sam. Whitney
All right,
Houston.
Here we go. Lucy and Lee Summit, hello.
Hello.
Are you ready to play?
I am.
Okay, here is your category. Currently, the rankings are Sam with one, Scott with one, Jesse, who cockily said, I'm going to go 3-0, has nothing on the board at the moment. Here is your category, defining collegiate song. Okay?
Hey.
Here is, and it doesn't have to be when you went to college, just the defining collegiate song. Here is song number one. Okay, we're short on time. Obviously, that is Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Okay?
Okay.
Here is song number two. All right, all right, all right. That is The Killers, Mr. Brightside, and here is song number three. We are short on time. Okay, that is Third Eye Blind, Jumper. So here it is, Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit, Third Eye Blind, Jumper, or The Killers with Mr. Brightside. Lucy, I need your decision.
I'm going to have to go with Nirvana.
Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yes, sir.
And thank you.
I quit.
The score is 2 for Scott.
Taking my ball and going home.
1 for Sam. And Jesse.
Oh, you love this.
Comes up goose egg.
I thought I was 3-0 in that, no question.
Okay, let's just say also, I just want to say that I picked Bohemian Rhapsody too,
you did?
But you beat me to it.
You lost. I lost.
And then we both lost. We lost anyway.
Oh, it's good to wear the belt.
Hey, AJ, I respect you. He was only 24 years old.
It's good to wear the belt again. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.